Good morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Davis. This goes to Catherine with the C, Ward, comma, FNP. On 10-6-22, Mr. Davis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/23/22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient Randy Davis. This goes to Catherine Ward. On 10-6-22, Mr. Davis performed a six-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. Her glomerular saturation was 98% period. After walking 273 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 98%, compared to 99% period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K, Sneed. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 10-6-22, Mrs. Sneed performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 80%. Period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant improvement, although the degree of airways obstruction seems to have improved. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/29/22, there's been development of some chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component. Otherwise, there's been no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Stephanie Holt. On 10-6-22, Mrs. Zapola performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on Jacqueline D'Amelio, D apostrophe E-M-I-L-I-O. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 10-6-22, Mrs. D'Amelio performed six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the glomerular saturation was 93%, period. Patient did stop at 2 minutes and 49 seconds when her O2 sat dropped and she was having leg pain, period. She completed the test, achieving only 88 meters of distance and dropped her saturation to a low of 85%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Waltz, W-A-L-T-S. This goes to the VA. On 10-6-22, Mr. Waltz performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow and lung volume, period. New paragraph impression, moderate reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with normal pulmonary function at the end of the study, period. When compared to a study date of 4/6/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Carvel. This goes to the VA. On 10/6/22, Mrs. Carvel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period, no paragraph compression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Judith Carvel. On 10/6/22, Mrs. Carvel performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 468 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 96%, period, no paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Danny Fields. This goes to Dr. Viscara, V-I-S-C-A-R-A. On 10/6/22, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/22/22, patient does not demonstrate reversible airways obstruction at this time, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. And next is a 6-minute walk test on Thomas Kiggins. And this goes to Dr. Chad Wesson. 10/6/22, Mr. Kiggins performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 293 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period, of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Audrey Hickson, H-I-X-O-N. This goes to Heather Merrow, comma, PA. On 10/6/22, Mrs. Hickson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 99%, period. Although the patient stopped due to dyspnea at 3 minutes and 31 seconds, she was able to complete the test and achieve 159 meters, and at that time her saturation was 92%, period. She did not desaturate during the test, period, of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.